one of the great literary ways in which Psalm 1 is developed is by the use of assonance and also by the use of what I would call the long and the short, verse 3 and verse 4. It begins with, "Happy is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked," which in Hebrew, Ashrei ha'ish asher, here we see the beautiful alliteration in these words. And then, "He does not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful." Uve moshav leitzim lo yashav. Moshav lo yashav. Again, we're seeing beautiful alliteration in the very sound of the Hebrew. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his Torah he meditates day and night." The word meditate means to mumble under the breath. So he mumbles under the breath God's Torah day and night. It is significant that it is in his Torah-to, ve-Torah-to, he meditates. Rashi, a medieval Jewish commentator, said that if we meditate in his Torah, it becomes our Torah-ti, or my Torah-ti. It becomes my Torah. It's interesting that Paul would speak of the gospel as my gospel because he was so much given to the good news of Jesus Christ. But the long and the short of it comes in verses 3 and 4. The writer elongates what happens to the person who meditates in the Torah day and night. "He shall be as a tree transplanted by streams of water, whose fruit it customarily gives in its season, and its leaf never ever withers, and all that he does results in prospering. Vahaya ke'et shatul al pegei mayim asher piryo yetein be'ito vahalehu lo yebo v'cho asher ya'ase yatzliach." You can't say enough about the person meditating in the Torah. He is like a tree transplanted from the arid region to streams of water that water the roots of his soul. His fruit is customarily giving fruit in its proper season. His leaf is ever blossoming, and all that he does results in prospering. This long description of the righteous person, but notice the short of it, the contrast or the opposite. Lo chein harasheim, ki im kamotz asher tidfenu ruach. Not so are the wicked, but they are as the chaff which the wind drives away. What can you say about the wicked? They are ephemeral. They pass away. It's like chaff. There's nothing fruitful, nothing ongoing. And so I believe from a beautiful literary perspective, we have the long verse 3 where we feel the fruitfulness of one who is rooted in the Torah over against the fruitlessness of the one who is like chaff that simply blows away, has no endurance, and actually of no value. So what a beautiful contrast. I like to call this the elongated verse and the short verse describing the righteous over against the wicked.